The battlefield map in Libya is a bit murky this morning. And to get an update on what's happening in eastern Libya, we spoke earlier with the BBC's eastern Libya correspondent, Kevin Connolly, who was in Benghazi. I asked him whether or not Benghazi was still firmly in rebel control.
Still very firmly in rebel control, very much their capital, in effect. And what they are trying to do is push out of here along the great coastal highway that runs all the way around the Mediterranean Bay to Tripoli. They have made huge progress over the weekend. The issue now is, have they conquered, recaptured, or taken, whatever language you want to use, Sirte, the hometown and the power base of Colonel Gaddafi? Overnight, the big news here, and it was big news indeed in Benghazi, where the night skies echoed to the sound of celebration gunfire. The big news was they were claiming to have taken Sirte. As daylight's come here, that looks much less clear, and we're now being told they may be some distance short of Sirte. Wouldn't be the first time they've made an exaggerated claim, but the broad picture remains one of rebel progress.
All right, and the rebel progress passing through Sirte toward Tripoli. So, I mean, what we're headed for at this point is an ultimate confrontation.
Yeah, that confrontation may well, in fact, come in Sirte. Yeah, that's a power base for Gaddafi. It's got a military base there. And the question for United States military commanders and for their NATO allies is very simple. It's been very clear what they have to do when they get to a town where Gaddafi's forces are bombarding the civilian population. The UN mandate makes it clear those forces can and should be destroyed. What happens if they get to Sirte, for example, and the civilian population there is broadly supportive of Gaddafi and is not being bombarded? Does the United States, do its allies, does NATO go ahead and destroy Gaddafi's forces? The rebels are starting to think that the real game here for America, France and Britain is regime change, that it's about destroying Gaddafi's entire military system, and it's just that the West doesn't want to say that in public. That's what the rebels think. We'll find out if attacks now begin on Gaddafi targets in Sirte and in Tripoli.
Kevin Connolly, before you go, what do you make, now that you had a week to take a look at this, of these tactics that the coalition bombs from the air and rolls back Gaddafi forces, and then the opposition moves in on the ground? It seems as though there's increased coordination. Are these tactics likely to work if there's an all-out assault on Tripoli?
No, I mean, I think the rebels simply don't have the military capacity on the ground, that kind of close air support. You know, we've seen that in action with proper mechanized armies like the United States Army or the British Army on the ground in the desert. Doesn't really work with a group of lightly armed civilians. What is happening is that Allied air power, particularly American air power, is blasting Gaddafi military targets effectively out of existence in towns like Ijdebia, and the rebels are rolling in their civilian vehicles and simply filling a vacuum left when Gaddafi's forces either disappear or are destroyed. That won't work if there is a point where Gaddafi's forces turn and fight. That may be Sirte, it may be Tripoli, but when it comes, I still think Gaddafi's forces will outgun the rebels, and the West will have a difficult decision then about whether this is really about flying top cover for a revolutionary army when we're not really sure who's in that revolutionary army.
That was Kevin Connolly with our partner, the BBC. He joined us earlier from Benghazi.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.